Hi, Dylan. How are you?
Hi. Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's almost a new year, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, thankfully.
Yeah, thank goodness. And thank you. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle pricing and details for your area. And I know that you were speaking here with Tara, and she mentioned to me, like, your concern is because you're running a real, like, tight ship as far as, like, with the financing, right? The business is very new. So at least we could go over pricing and details so you have a general idea. And who knows, it might be something that might work for you. So Yeti Roofing. I love the name, by the way. When I hear Yeti, you know what I think of, right? I think of, like, the Yeti
coolers.
Ice chest. Yes.
yep, the coolers or the cups.
And I'm thinking tough and good.
That name with tough. Yes, tough and good and robust. So
exactly
it.
Good. Is that why you kind of picked the name? Because that's what I think.
Yeah. Because I want
I'm
something
thinking
very
tough and durable.
I want something very, very unique. There's a lot of names incorporated with, like, homes. There's a lot of names incorporated with, like, mountains or regions or areas.
Right.
Or, you know, water features like rivers. So I just wanted something that was like an animal, something like a strong animal that was completely separate.
And unique.
Unfortunately, there is, like, Red Yeti Construction, but not quite the same thing, so.
No, not quite. Absolutely. So, yeah, love it. I know when I saw the name, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I say that because my husband's a fisherman, so he has a lot of Yeti coolers. So. And we have a lot of Yeti cups, too. Very insulated.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
So, oh, yeah. So I wanted to ask you, because I know you have, like, a little bit of online presence. I saw the Angie's and a couple other directories, but I did want to ask, do you ever go on Facebook at all? I was looking to see if maybe you had a Facebook page set up for the business.
I do, but it's incredibly new. I really don't even have anything posted. The only thing I have posted, I don't even have really anything posted. I have just liked a couple of, you know, manufacturers. Like, I've liked GAF because I'm going to be using GAF products. I've liked Beacon Roof Supply because I'm going to be using Beacon Roof Supply. So I haven't used a whole lot of it yet. I do technically have a Facebook page, though. It's actually just called Yeti Roofing.
Okay, perfect. All right. So, you know, the one package that I would recommend for you to get started with is what we call our Platinum package, and it's because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So the way that we do things here, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate, and our program is month to month. There's no contracts. You will not be charged per call, per job, or per click. So it'll always be a flat rate. The new in business rate, it's going to give you more of a 50% savings. What you would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $249 a month, month to month. No contract.
Okay. How many
now,
exposures
what that would,
do you think that would gain?
Oh, and that's what I'm going to go over with you now, too. So what's included in that package would be us getting you PIN verified through Google, creating the Google profile page, and optimizing it and maintaining it on that first page. Now, we also do the content creation on Bing, so you'll be listed on Bing as well. And then we submit you also to Apple and Yelp. We'll create profiles for you there. Now, if you already have one on Yelp, I mean, obviously, we're not going to create you a new one, but we do make sure that we're updating your information when we're updating it across the board, right? We'll also do Facebook advertising. So Facebook advertising, what I love about the Facebook ads is that if someone does a search on Google, and let's say they did not call you, but now they are on Facebook and they're just looking through pictures or stories, that's when they would see your ad appear. Now, this is what's going to also help you reach more new potential clients, but we're going to make it unique. where you could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, we could put a call to action button on it. So like if it says call us, they call you directly when they click on it. If it says message us, it's going to send you a message through Facebook Messenger, not a text message. Or if it says learn more, it'll take them straight to your website. By the way, the website looks great. I was just looking at it right now.
It's a very simple, you know, it's just a very simple one page thing. I didn't want
it gets to the point. It gets to the point. Listen, websites are designed, are supposed to be designed to give you some more information and for people to be allowed to see the quality work that you do. It's like having a menu at a restaurant. Okay. People are more inclined to selecting your company because they see the work that you've done or they read a little bit more about you, right? It looks great. Loads up quickly. So you did a great job on that.
Thank you.
Now, I will tell you this. Google ads, don't get me wrong, they work well. They're expensive. And their conversion rate across all industries is a 4% conversion rate. Facebook ads is 9% conversion rate. It's double the conversion rate. And it's because they're retargeting. That's why I lean towards this package for you rather than the package that would include the Google ads because you're going to have a better conversion rate. Okay. Now we'll make sure.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, no. You were mentioning.
Oh, I was just going to say, I know me personally, I click on more stuff from TikTok and Facebook because I spend more time on social media than I do on Google. And
exactly.
Facebook has
I'm glad you understand that.
To knowing exactly what people are up to, because
you are
the data
so right.
That they it's targeted. They have targeted ads. So
exactly,
exactly. I can definitely see that.
Yes, exactly. So you understand the importance, and I tell people this all the time. Like business owners that I speak with, they're like, "I don't go on Facebook." You don't, but your potential clients do. You're missing a whole opportunity of more new potential clients because you don't want to get on the Facebook chain, right? So social media has really grown. Now, in addition to that, like I was mentioning, we'll also make sure that your website be attached wherever we're promoting your company. And then we also include the mobile platform. What that means, Dylan, anyone who does a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet can still pull you up on that first page of Google. So we're pretty much covering all of your bases. And you would be looking, as I said, at the flat rate of $249 a month. Again, it's a month-to-month program. You're not going to have any additional click fees or anything like that. And we do all the management for you. So whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years, your price will always remain the same for as long as you're with us monthly.
Wow.
Okay.
So I can essentially maintain a new company pricing for as long as I'm here.
Absolutely. As long as you are with us. Yes. Yeah. Cause originally I'll tell you our typical rate for this package, I'm not going to lie. It's expensive. It's $599 a month. Plus it comes with a $299 setup fee. But because you're a new business and we know new businesses, right? You're investing a lot of money to get the company started. So we like to give you the opportunity to be on that first page, right? Like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Without breaking the bank, in other words. So that's why we waive the setup fee and we drop down the monthly to $249 for you. So you have that same opportunity as others that are on that first page. And we'll continue.
That sounds like the best thing.
Yeah.
It does.
And we'll host it. Yeah, we'll host it, maintain it, everything. We handle it all for you. Okay, so you'll have a team that's dedicated to your account, like whenever you have an update or a change or a question or a concern, you would just contact our customer service department and they'll take good care of you. I mean, we pride ourselves in what we do, you know, and I'll promise you this, it's not geared to overwhelm you. This is to provide you a steady flow of quality type of clients that you can be selective on the ones that you want to take. Without having that cost per call. You know what I mean? So that's what I love about this program. And you'll be able to track your results too, Dylan, and not just taking our word for it, you know, that it's working. So you'll be able to see like the keywords that you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, where they perform the location of the search. I mean, you could even track the phone calls that you're receiving from new customers. Okay.
So what?
So
what
you
is
can
that
track
conversion
all of that.
Rate? Is that from? Is the conversion rate from click to call, or is it from call click to appointment? I'm assuming. It's
I believe it's click to call would be the conversion
right.
rate, because typically
right.
with the
that,
ads.
That makes sense.
Yeah, typically with the ads, you know, everybody when they click on it, they're typically getting a call directly. There are some that choose, I want people to go to my website. You know what I mean? But typically it's the click to call.
Okay.
The
okay,
conversion, yeah.
Yeah, and just so you know, maybe it was, I think you said the other one was Tara speaking with?
Yeah, Tara.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she had said that, you know, the lead cost was 15 to 80. It's actually like 120 to 280.
No
so,
way. Are
yeah,
you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. It's,
oh my
it's
gosh.
Very expensive. Now
well, you know what? I know it varies.
Rate.
Yeah, that's for roofs.
But,
yeah, it varies on the
yeah.
industry, Dylan, because I've heard some even pay $17 to $150. You're talking
right.
roofing.
And that's more like
you know?
Inspections and cleaning and plumbing services. But when it
right.
comes to like full roof replacements, and they said it actually depends on the square footage of the house. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing ever, because a two-story home would have less roof than a one-story, and it could be a bigger square footage.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, where did they come up with the number? You know what?
Like,
I will never
yeah.
badmouth them. I won't badmouth them, but
no,
I heard one
no.
guy tell me, he's like, you know what? He was doing opportunities with them, and he's like, if I land the job, they get a percentage of what they think the job is going to cost, which I don't know where they come up with that number, because they're not buying the materials. They're not paying for the labor. So how do they know what that job is actually going to cost, you know, that potential prospect,
well,
right?
And they also set up contractors to fail, because they are telling people you can get your roof replaced for $6,000 to $9,000. That's like, that's not even.
That's insane.
That's
insane.
Not even close. I mean, you're talking at least double that for the average.
Oh.
I mean, like, it's a lot. Roofing's
and
a
it's
lot.
Probably triple here in California, Dylan, because you know what? In Oregon, you guys still have a little bit more reasonable rates than we do in California. I mean, you don't even want to know in California. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah. Well, I have some people who I was replacing their roofs when I was with my old company. They're like, oh, yeah, I paid just a little bit less than that 20 years ago in California. I'm like, 20 years ago? And you paid a little bit less than this? Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I'm telling
California
you. Oh, yeah. Our prices are outrageous. Yeah. My brother-in-law lives in Oregon. I can't remember what part of Oregon. My in-laws are out there right now visiting. But he won't even come back to California. There's no way him and his wife could even afford a house out here. Like, they have a beautiful
yeah.
home in Oregon, you know, beautiful home, brand new, and they're able to afford it, and they're young, you know what I mean? And she works at, like, Starbucks. I mean, it's basically his income that pays for the house, you know? But if
right.
they were to try to come out
target.
Here to California.
He has a target money.
Yeah, exactly. So if she were to even, if they try to move out back to California, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
He actually went
well,
out there to go to school, and then he ended up meeting her and stood out there.
Yeah, it's the same boat for me. I mean, I'm young. I'm 22. I'm trying to get a home within a few years, but feeling so
yeah.
far away.
Good for you.
That's the way I
was. Good for you, though. I mean, congrats. I mean, you've
thank
done,
you.
I mean, from what I've seen, okay, you know, the Facebook page, the website, and starting off the business, I know a lot of times a lot of it is investing in your company. You know what I mean? So I get it. And
right.
that's why we offer this reasonable rate. I say reasonable. I don't say affordable, because sometimes what you can afford is probably what I can. You know what I mean? Everybody
right.
has different affordabilities, right? But I mean, I don't know, Dylan, what do you think? Yeah. I mean, what do you think?
You know,
do you
honestly,
feel this
I
is something?
Super, I was super you know, turned away initially because of the cost factor, but $250, no contract, and as long as I maintain it, that is something I'm actually, I'm willing to do that. I think that would be a smart decision to do that, considering that's the cost of one lead off of Home Advisor.
Yeah, so, no kidding, right? I mean, what do you have your budget set with Home Advisor, if you don't mind me asking?
So I have.
Did you set a budget?
It's automatically set for $500 a month, like for what they do typically. But so they did offer me a good, you know, intro pricing, kind of similar to you guys. I think a lot of places do that for like for newcomers or new businesses.
Of course.
Basically, they want a deposit of $750. They match it with $250 in credit for $1,000. And if I watch four little videos, I think it probably totals like a half an hour. They to kind of like help contractors optimize their experience on Home Advisor, they give you 2-3 leads. So I figure from the $750 I've invested, I will probably get about 7 leads from that, 7 or so.
Okay.
So I think that's a good price. It's about $100 a lead, which is realistically, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but a good deal in this industry because, you know, of the 7, if I can close 1, I've made my money back. For sure. So I'm thinking of budgeting, you know, a certain amount per sale. I only want to do about 3 or 4 roofs a month. I don't want to be I would prefer
going
to
all
do
crazy.
More, but I have to be realistic about what I can, my closing rate, how many people I can get in front of, and how much of a headache it's going to be to weigh every aspect of a business, not just the sales rep position, because that's what I've been for the past couple of years. So I definitely think it's better suited, from everybody that's told me, it's better suited as a salesperson starting a business than a laborer starting a business.
I hear you.
So I'm very excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am to do all this, and I didn't expect it to cost so much money. Anybody saying, oh, start a business with $1,000. Now, of course, I know it depends on the business, but they're full of crap. It's not even close. I mean, I think the smartest thing I did was use LegalZoom to incorporate me, to make me an S-Corp. I used LegalZoom. I got their top-tier package and their registered agent. For the first year, I got all of it done for $1,000, and that beat going to any attorney or trying to pull my hair out doing it myself. So $1,000 got me incorporated on LegalZoom, and that's, to this day, or for the past couple months, I think the smartest decision I've ever made revolving this company. So, I'm also very excited.
You should be proud of yourself. You really should.
I'm going to be certified with CAS. So they've offered me
the 50-year
program. So I'll be able to offer a 50-year warranty right off the bat, and I was told by the supplier that he's never seen the GAF rep do that. So I feel like I have a lot of opportunity. I don't want to blow it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so that's awesome. Good for you. I know a lot of people say at times like, oh, you know, a new business, you know, this is what I say. A lot of it is investing in the first couple of years, right? But once you start making that money back, I mean, it's all uphill. You know what I mean? It's all good then, you know? But a lot of it at first is kind of scary because you're investing. But, I mean, I love our program. I mean, who doesn't go on Google and who doesn't go on Facebook? You know what I mean? And it's not to say that Angie's doesn't work. I mean, I know a lot of their clients that we work with use both, you know, but you just got to know how to manage those leads. So
yeah. Now what does Safari use? Is Safari the same as Google? I don't know how that works. Like
on my iPhone, it's the same as Google. I use it all the time.
Okay.
I'll say Siri, find me, blah blah blah, near me, and it's gonna pull it up off of Safari, which is the same as Google. Correct.
Okay, that makes sense because Google Maps pops up instead of Apple Maps, so that makes sense.
Correct. Yes. And here's the thing too. I mean, you're also, we're also going to submit you to the Apple, which is another directory, right, that people utilize. So you'll also have presence on there too. That's part of our directory submission is Yelp and Apple. Okay.
So now I did that little video for the business verification for Google, but I haven't heard back. Now I did do it last week, I think on Friday. I did that stupid little video of walking around, showing my street name, showing the number of the business, which is just my house, you know,
right.
And I just show a Capital One bill because I don't have utilities in my name because I just rent the upstairs.
Okay.
So I'm still waiting on the verification to come back. I don't know if you guys are able to push that through or.
Yes,
or
we can. I'll even let the technician know that you did start the video verification. And then if you haven't heard anything, we can help you set it up. Don't worry. I mean, that's what we specialize in. So I'll let them know that you've already started that process so that way they're aware. I want to email you everything, and I want to make sure that this would be the best email for you, Dylan. So there's an email that I see on your Facebook, and it's YetiRoofingInc@gmail.com. Is that a good email for you?
Yes, it is. So you did find the Facebook page?
Yes, I did. It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good. I love the logo.
Dragging, the knuckle dragging.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love the logo.
I went to Alami.com, and one of the artists, I went through a whole bunch of artists. I felt that logo was the best yet simplest for printing stickers, logos, etc.
For
and
sure,
I was able to buy all rights in perpetuity for $10. So
no way.
I was able to buy rights to all of it. I had to be a little bit smart about what I was investing into what. But,
right.
Okay, so I just got your email.
Beautiful. So I sent you two emails. The first one you received, it says Google and Facebook marketing with everything that's included. I put in there that the price is $249 month to month, so you know the price doesn't change on you. Okay? The second email is labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system on how your reports will look on when you're tracking your results with us. Okay? So I sent you an example of that. Now, Dylan, my contact information is also at the very bottom of the email, and although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I always like for you to have my information for your record. So I'm sending you over these two text messages now. The first text will have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension, and then the second text is going to have the number to our customer service department. Anytime.
Okay.
You have an update, you have a change, you have a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department, and we are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. We're on the same time zone as you. We're in California, okay? So this coming Monday, though, we're observing the holiday, but we resume back to regular schedule on Tuesday, okay? So just an FYI. All right.
No, we're all.
Did you?
So I'm not worried.
Yeah, and you got the two text messages I sent over. Beautiful.
I've received one, unless it's from the same number. Oh yes.
It's
yes.
coming
okay,
from
I
the
both.
Same number.
From the, yes.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So
awesome.
I got your direct extension, and then I got the direct customer
Beautiful.
Service. I will.
Yes.
I'll probably.
And
add
I would say save that in your contact. The customer service,
yeah,
the 877 number, save it in your contacts as local slash.
Yeah, so I'm going to save it as local slash, and I'll probably add a little, note in there for
Nadine
623.
Yeah. There you go. Perfect. And, Dylan, you spell your name D-Y-L-A-N?
D-I-L-L-O-N.
Oh, my goodness. I'm totally spelling it
the other
way.
I know it.
Okay.
A lot of people would think it's I-O-N, but, yeah, it's just D-I-L-L-O-N.
I'm thinking Matt Dillon. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You probably don't even know who that is. You're so young.
Well, yeah, I've heard about it. Is that Is that that cowboy or what is that?
Matt Dillon, no. He was kind of like from, oh my gosh, I can't even remember. He's an actor. What's one of the movies that you might know? Outsiders. The original Outsiders.
Okay.
Like, I'm telling you my age here.
A lot of people think of like Gunsmoke, but I think Gunsmoke is probably even earlier than,
Yeah. He's been in so many movies, but he's kind of like from my era. So I'm totally telling you my age. He was like a crush for me back in the day. Okay. So let me see here. And then what's your last name, Dylan? It's just for the account purpose here with us.
Oh yeah. No worries. It is Hausner, HAUSNER.
Okay, perfect. Now, the phone number that I see listed for the business, and I would assume that this is the best number for us to contact you, is 541-600-5504. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're calling the business line. It's the same phone that my personal line is on, but I'm just using the eSIM on my phone.
Okay, no worries. And then the company name, when you started your PIN verification, are you listing it as Yeti Roofing, Inc.?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I have to. I don't think I legally have to, but I want to keep the representation as well as the domain the same.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that this way we make sure that we're listing it the same across the board. So Yeti Roofing Inc. Now, where are you PIN verifying it? Is that at the address, the 5360 Olympic Circle? There in Eugene? Okay, 97402, correct? Okay.
Correct.
Now, just curious, is that like your home address? Because I want to make sure if it is that it's hidden once you're PIN verified.
Yeah, it is. Now, I did want people to be able to like see an authentic address though.
Okay. Because I know typically Google doesn't want your home address to show. I mean, they'll see where the red dot's going to be, right, and that it's in Eugene. But typically it's because what they call it is a home office. I mean, it's up to you. If you want your address to show, then you just let us know and we'll make sure that it shows. But typically Google wants it hidden.
Okay. Well, then we can go ahead and hide it. That's fine.
Okay. Okay. And the technician will go over it with you too, okay? And then, now we're going to go over the billing. So, Dylan, the card that you're using today for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's both. My dog's outside right now, so we'll go. So that way I can
it's
get
okay.
the card.
Your time. That's okay. I'm going to be looking at our calendar while you're doing that. Because I want to schedule your client interview. Do you think you'll have time today for your client interview? Typically, just to kind of give you an idea, what we do is we block out an hour, and the interview can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends, like, on how many questions or details you have. But I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. So I have an appointment available between 3 and 4 o'clock today, if that works for you.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Awesome. I'm going to actually jump ahead on that, and I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client interview in the meantime, because I know you're handling the situation with the dog right now.
Okay. Oh, we're back up there.
Oh, okay. Your dog's
so
quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't bark. He doesn't,
What kind of dog? Do you mind if I ask?
Yeah, he's a, German Shepherd English Bulldog.
Aww. I bet you she's beautiful.
Yeah, he's kind of a butthead, but I love him.
Aww.
He actually just got the sniff blaster 2 weeks ago. Poor guy.
Oh, poor baby.
But
I'm a dog lover. I love dogs.
Yeah, he seems to be handling it fine, which is good. I was a little worried because he's 3 and a half, but literally every time I've tried to get him to the vet, something has happened to prevent it. Every single time.
Oh my gosh.
Poor baby. So, yeah. So, but he's doing great now. Very thankful.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay. And you said it has, is your name on there just as Dylan Hausner, or is there like a middle initial?
R. R.
R. Okay.
Yeah.
And then now the company name, how does it read on there?
It is Yeti Roofing, comma, Inc. dot. So it is Yeti Roofing.
Okay.
But of course you got the comma.
Okay. And same billing. Yeah.
Yep.
Same billing address as well. Okay.
Yes.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Master. It's from Capital One. Yeah, Capital One, so it's MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what is the card number whenever you're ready?
Okay. It is 5137960-6516-4576.
I didn't get the last two.
4576.
7-6. I'm going to repeat it back to you just for accuracy. Okay?
Okay.
So you said it was 5-1-1-3-7-9-9-0-6-5-1-6-4-5-7-6. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay. And then expiration month and year?
8/28.
8/28?
Yep.
Okay. And the CVV code on the back?
Super confusing, 111.
I'm sorry, my phone cut out. Could you repeat that again?
Oh, I was just saying it's a super confusing one. It's 111.
Oh my gosh, that's so hard.
Yeah, I know, right? I've never had a 111 security code ever.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You better play the Super Lotto or something.
I know. Well, and this was a pretty measly card. This is the one that'll have to, you know, charge it, pay it off. Cause it's business credit. So it's not really, it's my personal credit, but it's mostly for the business credit. So Capital One will start me off with the $300. It's a $300 line that they started me off with, so it's very, very measly. But it would actually be perfect just to charge this account with it each month to keep it in use and build it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So you charge it, pay it off, and then you'll start building up credit for that. That's good.
Yeah, because this basically maxes it out almost every single month, so I just have to find the billing date on it. This is my first time using it.
How exciting. And then what'll happen is, and then you turn around and pay it off, right? And then they'll eventually give you more. Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be updating your package. I'm going to process the payment. But first, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording, and it's for your protection. It's going to outline the service agreement. It's going to go over billing date. It's going to go over that it's a 2-month verbal agreement. So we're just asking you to stick it out 2 months, but you're paying monthly, okay? If at any time you decide you want to part ways, all we're going to ask is that you just call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged, okay?
I understand.
Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, just do me a favor. Okay, and just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll go back and review it and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure, Dylan, you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Of course. It does. Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Yeti Roofing Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Dylan Hausner, owner operator.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Dylan, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to keep in mind, you might have a company calling you that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They're not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you for more money. Okay, so just be aware.
Okay.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 28th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Dylan, is your second payment will be charged on January 28th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is at 877-635-6225 number that I sent you. Okay. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel it, please make sure that you call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, just call 3 business days before the 28th. So that way you don't get charged on that date. Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So I'm updating your package and then I'm processing your payment. In a couple of minutes, you'll be getting your receipt. We're going to send it both to your email and your text messages, and we'll go over that in a couple of minutes. I'm also right now sending you your calendar invite. Now, the calendar invite's just letting you know that your appointment is today between 3 and 4 o'clock. We're going to call you from an 877 number. So all you want to do is make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes and we will call you right back. And we'll send you a reminder an hour before just in case it slips your mind. Okay?
Perfect.
Now,
perfect.
We're just going to go over a few notes. These are basic notes for the technicians so that they know where to start from. Okay? So when it comes to your services, Dylan, now, obviously, you know, roofing, but do you want me to notate roof replacements? I mean, what do you want me to list on there?
Roof replacements, how many mm-hmm. keywords do I get?
You get up to 14 keywords or search terms, and you can change them at any time. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So I'm putting roof replacements, and it's just to kind of give the technician an idea so that way they look at the database and they can also let you know which ones are being searched and what would be the
most
the ones that are most profitable for you. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Okay, so I will Yeah, so we can stick with roof replacements, and I'll just keep it at that, and then we can probably edit them when that
technology. Oh, yeah. What about the skylight installation? Do you want to be noted for that?
Yeah, skylight installation, chimney repair.
Chimney repair, too?
Yes, and wood repair.
Okay, let me put that. Okay. And residential and commercial for both?
Just residential, actually.
Just residential for now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then let me just grab this link here.
Okay, so I got your email with
perfect.
The pictures that you need. This is actually great.
I would say
later today because my cards actually arrived today.
Good.
I've got everything else. I don't necessarily. Well, actually, okay. So the only thing I don't have yet is my physical CCB license. I am searchable.
That's
on
okay.
CCB's
whatever
website,
you have
but,
there.
Yes.
Whatever you can send us that's listed there, whatever you can, send it. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us the ones that you do have, at least. I'm putting it on here. He stated he started process for video verification and hasn't heard back.
Yeah.
So that way they could look into it.
Yeah, I'll see if they sent me an email on it because Google usually likes to send emails for every possible thing.
I know.
not to be degrading towards them, but they just send
it's okay.
Every damn
I get it.
Possibly can.
You're like, oh my gosh, are you serious right now?
I actually don't even think they sent me one this time. Oh my gosh, the one time I didn't get something and I was talking crap about them. My bad. I think I submitted it on the 22nd, like Friday the 22nd, I think is when it was either Thursday or Friday, because it was the same day that my roommate had the plumber over fix the garden.
Okay.
So I know it sounds like a stupid thing to remember it from, but yeah, I think it was like a week ago today. They did say 5 business days. Obviously, Monday was not a business day, but I know Google working every other day of the week. Not quite sure, but I think we're either on day 4 or on day 5 right now, roughly.
Okay. The technician, as long as I just wanted to make sure I notated that you've started that, so that way maybe they can look into it too. Okay. And then let me see here. That's at 3 p.m. Okay, are you licensed and insured or in the process? I just asked out of habit.
Of course. I'm licensed, bonded, and insured.
Awesome.
So, see,
and then
the only thing I need left is my physical CCB card.
Okay.
But that's coming in the mail.
Oh, perfect. And then I'm putting your Facebook page link here. No, you already have your own website. Let me skip to the next question. Let me grab your website link here so that way they're aware. So with the Facebook ads, right, you could target as far as 50 miles with the Facebook ads. How far do you want to target with them?
Ooh, and is that pinned from my home?
Yeah, so it's like drawing a circumference of 50 miles, like a circle of 50 miles around your location and throwing a blanket over it. That's how it covers. You could choose specific zip codes too if you wanted or areas. I mean, it's really your preference, but 50 miles is usually the furthest that it's going to target with the Facebook ads.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably thinking more like, oh gosh, see, maybe zip codes.
And you don't have to. Yeah, and you don't have to do 50, just so you know. I'm just saying you know that that's the furthest they target. There are some people that want to keep it. You know, depending on their area, they like 20 to 30 miles or certain areas that they want to target to. You know what I mean? So it just all depends.
And that's kind of me. I'm kind of like 20 miles, I'm thinking.
Okay. Why don't I do this? I'm going to put the 20 miles for now, but during your client interview, if you want to change it, you can. Okay.
Okay.
And at any time you can change it. You can decide during your client interview, you know what, I have specific zip codes, or, you know, can we go a little bit further than that? Totally up to you. Okay. And it doesn't cost you anything when we make changes, just an FYI. That's what we're here for. Now.
Okay. Perfect. You know what?
You know,
I just discovered what I want. I actually want 15 miles. I'm doing it around my 15? House right now. And 15 miles
okay.
on either side is actually perfect for me. So
1.5, right? 15.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, you have an option. It doesn't cost you anything. Instead of us adding your, what we call your, instead of us adding your actual phone number to be listed there, we could put a tracking number, and the tracking number is actually linked to your phone. It comes with an app that you download from the App Store. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls if you want, right? Do you prefer that it be your number listed there, or are you interested in the tracking number? Totally up to you.
Yeah, I do prefer my number. Only that way people
okay,
see
perfect.
Local, you know. But
exactly.
I appreciate.
Yeah,
the
no.
Options.
Okay,
I'm
and
sure
if at any time.
Perfect.
And let's say later on you decide, you know what, I want the tracking number. Just let us know, and we'll put the tracking number. It doesn't cost you anything. Okay.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. Now,
perfect.
What are your hours of operation? Your typical
9 to 5. 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. But it's really meant to set appointments Monday through Friday to attend to them, like Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
But I guess like office hours.
Saturday would be appointment. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Monday
yep.
through Friday,
you know,
9 to 5. Perfect. All right. And then when we're communicating with you, do you prefer text messages, emails, phone calls, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Probably phone and email.
Phone and email. Okay, beautiful. And what forms of payments do you typically accept from your clients?
Check or cash.
Check or cash. Beautiful.
Yep.
All right.
I also
now,
offer financing. So I'll be able to
financing?
Offer financing?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to put check, cash, financing available.
Yep.
That's awesome
what
that you offer that.
For marketing that, but it would be on approved credit, you know, because it's up to the banks. But I, like I said, I am so thankful for all the opportunities and all the different people who have extended something to me. It's insane. It is absolutely insane how lucky.
That is so awesome. Yeah, that's super awesome.
And Beacon gave me a $10,000 line of credit too for the actual roof material. So I have a line
of
credit through them. And couldn't even be appreciative enough, I don't think.
it sounds like the stars are aligned and someone's watching over you.
They are. I mean,
you know what
are.
I mean?
You know, that dumb CCB test has like 80 questions. You need a 70% to pass, which is 56 out of 80. The test was nothing like the mock test or the book or anything like that. They had so many trick questions in there. It wasn't even like typical money grab, you know, the state. Guess what my score was?
What?
56.
What?
I literally got, you need 56 out of 80 to pass, and I literally got 56 on the dot. All of my mock tests were in the 80s. All of my mock tests were in the 80s and 90s in terms of percentage, but that actual CCB test was nothing. It had so many questions that weren't even in the book. It was so unfair and so rigged.
Oh, my gosh.
28% of people fail that test. And I was like, 28%?
I was going to say, that almost sounds like my brother-in-law who, he's a mechanic, and he does replacements of CNG tanks, right? And him and my husband took the test. Now, mind you, my brother-in-law's, he's like a master mechanic. He's been one for years, okay? So he runs his own business. So he sends my husband, pays like $1,500, I think it was, to go, you know, go to school, take the test or what have you, right? My husband studied his butt off, and I'm not even joking. And my husband was like, he thought he did excellent, and you're not even going to believe he failed it. He was beside himself, like beside himself. He was so upset. And I'm like, and I mean, and I was helping him study and everything, but check this out. My brother-in-law took the test also and barely passed. He's like, listen, they make that test for people to fail. It was like trick questions. It was like literally, it was like, you know, multiple choice. But it's like,
yeah, but multiple answers,
all of them,
or no answers could fit. It was ridiculous.
Exactly. And it was like, okay, if they all fit, which one do you select? The one that fits the most? That made no sense. You know what I mean? So yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was beside myself too, because I'm a really quick test taker. They give you 3 hours, but I'm one of those. It's like, okay, if I don't know the answer and I can't find it in the book within 2 minutes, I'm moving on. And I looked in the book on some of those questions for quite a while. There were about 10 in there that were completely jokes of questions. There were at least 10.
Like,
I would say there were probably 8 that were no answer possible, or like the kind of like you said, the best choice or no answer fits. And then another 8 weren't even in the book. So when I can't find something in the book, I'm like, okay, I gotta move on. So I literally took that test in 45 minutes. And the lady was like,
I'm the same way.
I have never had somebody take a test in 45 minutes. She's like, that is record time. I'm like, I either know the answer or I don't. You guys have so many joke questions in there, it wasn't even funny.
You're like, this is ridiculous. I'm the same way, Dylan. You know what? I'm like, if I don't know the answer right away, I move on to the next one, and then I go back and try to hit the ones that I missed. You know what I mean?
Yep, I just flagged it, and then I would go back to it. Yep.
Exactly. Now, if you take a look, so I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It would have came either before or after your welcome one. It's your receipt.
Okay.
So when you go on to read it, it'll say, Dear Dylan R., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. The next sentence says, please note this will be a recurring charge. And then the sentence underneath of that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. I need you to click on where it says click here.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go through this with you. So Local Splash Terms of Experience. Under your services, you're getting the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. So you're going to have full ownership of that profile. We're just listed as managers, okay? Directory submission is part of your package. The My Site does not apply to you because you already have your own website. So we're going to ensure that yours is attached. Facebook business page, Facebook page access. What that means is you're just going to add us on as managers so that we can manage your Facebook ads. Okay. Not owners, managers. You'll have full ownership to your page. Now, Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are products that we do assist with. It's not part of your package, but Google Guaranteed, I'll tell you this. That's a pay per lead program that Google offers. And these are way different than the leads you get with Angie's. This pay-per-lead with Google is actual phone calls that come to you and you're not sharing them with anyone. They're only being sent to you.
Okay.
Okay? And that, the leads are always the same price. They don't change. Nothing like Angie's leads. And you can pause them at any time for as long as you need to. If you ever want to kind of go over that program later on, give me a call and we'll go over it. That program, I'm telling you, hands down, is an excellent program. And wherever your insurance and your license covers is where you can cover. So if that meant the whole state of Oregon, you can cover the whole state of Oregon with the Google Guaranteed.
Google Guaranteed. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that might be something I'm thinking. Because like I said, I mean, 2 to 3 jobs in, this could be a completely different story a month from now about what I'm able to do for my company. Because I'm going to be salarying myself at, you know, a reasonable wage, and then everything additional that I make on top of that's going to go straight into my business checking. So it's not even, I'm
that's
just going
awesome.
To be reinvesting a lot of money.
Good for you.
So I'm not taking,
how you
I'm not
already have a plan.
For my salary. Huh? What?
It's awesome how you already have like your plan. Like you've literally sat and planned it out, and that's good. Not too many people do that, honestly.
It's kind of impressive that I even answered your call today. I would probably be asleep right now. I have been up till 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning doing stuff. So like the fact that I fell asleep at like 1 a.m. and woke up on my own right at like 9 is kind of amazing.
Kidding. I'm going to even tell you this. So check this out, right? Just to kind of give you an idea, this is going to blow you away when I tell you. For the Google Guaranteed, the paper lead, what it does is once you get approved, right, and you say turn on my leads, your minimum monthly budget would be $574. That gives you up to 13 leads in a month. Each lead, you know what it's costing you per lead? $44 per lead.
Because I was going to say 13 leads at 570. Yeah, that's...
So your leads are costing you $44. But here's the kicker on it, though, right? Let's say somebody called you to remove a tree that's outside of your services. Google will credit that lead right back to you. It's considered unqualified. If someone calls you to solicitate you or they called you outside of the area that you service and you do not accept that job, Google will credit the lead right back. It's unqualified. If you only got one lead in the month, and I've never seen that happen, but let's say you only got one lead. What's left over in your budget, Dylan, it rolls over to the next month, which means that next month you're not paying $574 again. What you're paying is
$44
for the lead that you got. Yep. For the lead that you
that
got the month
sense.
Before. So that's always something, you know, like I said, if you want to revisit that, you know, later on down the road, just give me a call and then we can kind of go over in detail on that. Okay.
Yeah, because
I'll
probably
going,
be budgeting about $3K for this in total, $3K a month between Home Advisor. This I guess this is considered an SEO. Is that what this?
Yes, this is SEO. Correct. Yeah.
And
even
then,
if you wanted
Google, I'll look into that too.
Oh yeah, yeah. If you want to do Google Ads, reach out to me. Google Ads would be an additional $300 if you wanted to do Google Ads. That would be $300 additional a month. So.
Okay.
You'd be looking at what, $549 if you did Facebook ads, Google ads, and then, well, the package that you're doing now with Google ads added would be a total of $549 a month. Still cheaper.
Okay.
You know, compared to what other companies do, but always reach out to me if those are any options you want to do. Now, the Google Workspace, they might offer that to you during your client interview. It is an additional charge. You do not have to do it. You can decline. Okay. Google Workspace is like actually having a work email. Okay. But again, you could decline it. You don't have to do it. Okay.
Okay.
Now, going back, so further down, advanced reporting system is part of your package. The live client support team, you see our hours Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, and our phone number listed there. SMS communication, we'll communicate through text messages at times. Delivery dates. So starting from today, we're getting moving here, okay? Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. We're going to also send you your login credentials so that you can start tracking your results with us, okay? 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live. Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send in writing, the first page placement, that could take 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise. I have at times seen where it's happened sooner. So, as these steps are being completed, we're going to also be sending you notifications to keep you in the loop, too. Like, we'll notify you when you're on the first page, when you're in the directories, when your Facebook ads are live. We're going to keep you in the loop, sending you notifications. Okay? Now, if we have to get you PIN verified, the PIN code, you'll get it within 6 to 10 days. The technician will go over that with you because since you've already started the process, maybe they can look into it to see, like, where you're at. Okay? Because we have a rep with Google that, you know, helps us as well. So that's a benefit with us. you know, you actually being with us is because we're a Google channel partner. So that's a benefit for you. Okay. Now, underneath of that, you're going to see that you paid $249 to activate your services, and we break it down for you. So you will never incur additional click fees. We take $100 from that $249 and we're allocating it to your Facebook ads that we're managing, and those Facebook ads are going to be running throughout the month. So our technicians are highly trained and certified. They're going to manage those ads. You will never have click fees whatsoever. If you look at the bottom where it says monthly thereafter, $149 plus the $100, you know that's always going to be $249. Your price will never change. If you need to put a seasonal hold or cancel,